Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick, and wrapping up some of our conversation about shopping for the holidays, we were telling you that today is cashback day. Go to cashbackday.com and find out all the places you can get cash back if you shop today and today only. I mean, it's a good idea. Again, you get it 45 days from now, so you get it right around Christmas when your credit card bills probably have to get paid. I have never been a Black Friday guy. Now, I have never had reason to be a Black Friday shopping
guy.
Yeah, I think I really will. I think I've always made fun of people who go Friday Black, you know, Black Friday shopping. But I've realized that it's for parents who have lots of children.
It is, yeah.
It really is. Because I've got, you know, people on my sister, her family, her in-laws, they'll divvy it up. Because there's like 9 grandkids in that side of the family or 10 grandkids or whatever. And one of the aunts will go searching for all the toys for the boys and one will go for the girls and all that. And I never understood it. Now, I only have had about 7 people to buy for. It's been pretty consistent. Now we have a few more bundles of joy to purchase for. And if you are looking to go out on Black Friday or even before that, a lot of stores have said, no, we're not doing it.
Right.
Best Buy, which I don't even realize, I don't think I knew there were that many Best Buys still open, but Best Buy has announced that for the 6th straight year, if you want to shop on Thanksgiving Day, you can. You can go to Best Buy at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and they'll be open from 5 until 1 a.m. Then they close at 1 and reopen at 8 a.m.
Restock.
Yep.
It's going to take them a few hours to restock. I'm not in the group of people that hates when stores open on Thanksgiving Day because it ruins the holiday. I don't know about you. In my family, we tend to do a meal earlier in the day. And so the evening's kind of boring anyway.
A lot of people have that Thanksgiving dinner at 1.
Like, they go to a movie. My family goes to movies and stuff in the evening on Thanksgiving Day. And so why not? Why, you know, it's I don't know. What's the difference between shopping on Thanksgiving Day and waking up at midnight and doing it the day after, you know? As long as you're getting the family time. And not everybody has family. Not everybody's doing something on Thanksgiving.
We don't do anything on Thanksgiving because my sister-in-law and her husband have 3 Thanksgivings already to go to on Thanksgiving. There's like a breakfast with his mom, and then she'll come over for a quick nibble or a drink or something to my mother-in-law's, and then they go back out, and then there's there's just so much for them to do. We thought this is stupid. So for years now, my Thanksgiving, I don't see my family in Michigan on Thanksgiving, but we spend it with Lee's on Thanksgiving, and we do it on the Friday. I don't know how much I'm going to be buying from Best Buy, per se, because that's...
Depends on what the deals are.
It could be. I might go. I might go to Best Buy now at 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving, and that is in no way disrespectful towards the holiday or the family or any of that stuff. To find a deal. It just might have to be.
Target has announced it will open at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day for the 2nd year in a row. Stores will close at 1 a.m. Friday and reopen at 7 a.m. later Friday morning. That's kind of opposite, too, of the way it used to be. It used to be that because stores weren't open on Thanksgiving, they opened at like 4 in the morning on the day after Thanksgiving. Now they need the time to restock.
Yeah, I think it's a smart move on both stores' part, by the way.
Retailers and Target and Kohl's have announced that their Black Friday hours will start on Thanksgiving. At least 14 retailers have announced they will stay closed on the holiday this year, including Costco, Lowe's, Sam's Club, and a bunch of other stores say we're not going to be open on Thanksgiving.
I'm looking at, they actually have released some of the deals, too, that they're going to have out there. You know that microphone you and I use, the Yeti microphone?
I brought it with me today, yes.
The Yeti microphone and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon for some video game system you can get for $139. Okay. Who would have thought that would be on there? I mean, you can get a refrigerator for, you know, $850 that's normally well over $1,000. Those kinds of things. Let me see if I can find you a lighter microwave, because yesterday we learned that yours was ridiculous.
No, mine came with the place, so find me other stuff. I don't need a microwave. I'm upset, but find me other things.
Man, there's other toys. Ton of stuff on here.
Yeah.
That is going to be up for... Now, these are some of the more expensive items. Washer, dryer, cameras, ovens, stoves, fridges. But when those deals come out, I mean, that, I get it. And I don't think there's anything wrong, Jamie, after you've had your meal and everybody takes their nap and you go out for 2 hours, 3 hours. I mean, they've got X amount of these things in every store, not every, okay, you're going to.
Someone's getting the deal.
Somebody's going to get the, you know, 50-inch television for $150. Like, yeah. There's one of those in every store.
Yeah.
You know that's coming. But all the other stuff, there's got to be multiples of it while they're in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And Target, now that's probably more my jam. Because yeah. Target sells more than just electronics, obviously. So I'd probably be willing to go to Target and, you know, be part of the madness.
I want no part of any of that. Because I don't need to shop so much that I don't need those kinds of, I don't need that madness.
576-7798. John's in Parkville. Hi, John.
Good morning. I've got a question for you, too.
What's that, John? How can we help you?
Are you scheduled to be live on Black Friday?
We will have, if there was not a Missouri football game on Black Friday, we would be live, but we carry Mizzou football. So okay. In answer to your question, yes, but no.
Okay, and the next, okay.
The next day is a Saturday.
No, were you scheduled to be live on Thursday?
No.
It's a holiday for us.
Okay, what would you think about your program director saying you're working Thursday?
Let me just tell you, before I had this job, I worked, 15, 18 years mm-hmm. in news. I have worked more Christmases and New Year's mornings and Thanksgivings than I can count.
Okay, that's a fair one for you. Now, what about you, Wicket?
I have also, when I first started out, had to board up football games on Thanksgivings and do things on
Radio's
Thanksgiving.
24 hours a day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, John. You
What's
called,
your point?
You called the wrong show to say, hey, wouldn't you be mad if you had to work Thanksgivings? Because I have worked Thanksgivings, and I'll bet these people that work at these stores, John, probably get time and a half for working on those days.
Okay.
Or know what they signed up for.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Man. Yeah. Again, Radio's 24/7. There are no snow days. We do get Christmas and Thanksgiving off, but like, Kets, do you have to work the day after Thanksgiving? Are you here doing our best of, and then the Mizzou football game, is that your job, or is that somebody else?
Not to my knowledge, yes. At least on the sheet that's up here.
They want to check that schedule.
It says Friday after Thanksgiving, we also get off.
Right, but we have a Mizzou football game.
We do.
So somebody will be here.
It's not me, though.
Kets is already just leaving.
I used to volunteer to work the day after Thanksgiving. When I worked in the newsroom, mm-hmm. I used to volunteer, so I worked mornings, 5 a.m., I volunteered to work the day after just to not have a reason to be out shopping. It was a fun day to work because people are out at the malls and stuff.
Right.
I was in a good mood, you know.
When I worked at the previous radio station, Jamie, I don't know if you know this, but often the Green Bay Packers would play football on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when I had to do pregame or postgame for that on my radio station there. And then guess what? Our boss had us in the very next morning at 6 a.m. doing mornings talking about that because – our listeners, you, were out there. And imagine if the guys on 610, if the Chiefs played on Thanksgiving Thursday, guess what? They'd be back in the building that Friday because it was the day after a Chiefs game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's a captive audience.
Yeah. You know what? I hate to say this. I mean, we know what we sign up for.
Absolutely.
It's not yep. nice. Oh, we have a great boss who I think is, of all the program directors that I've had, seems to really support people getting out of here.
Yeah.
Really, for the holidays being, you need the break, you need the time with your family. Most of those of us that work for KMBZ, you and I think are the only two ones that don't have family here. Almost right. Everybody, there might be one or two in the newsroom. Almost everybody who works for KMBZ has family here in Kansas City. Wicket and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're a little different in that we travel a lot.
Yep.
For the holidays, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disparage anybody who wants to go out on Thanksgiving to Target. And someone like John, I'm sure, was saying, you know, you guys wouldn't want to have to work on Thanksgiving, so why should they have to? You know what? Don't work at Target.
Yeah.
Don't work at Best Buy. They're fine right. professions. Those people get, I'm sure they get time and a half, if not double time, for working on Thanksgiving or Black Friday or whatever. And if you don't want that, then go find another job.
Yeah.
And I don't, again, I have often thought, especially lately, what if I picked up a second gig to stock shelves for Target or Amazon or something during the holidays?
You're working 1 to 7 a.m. on the day after Thanksgiving because they need you to restock
mm-hmm.
overnight.
Yeah. You're probably getting double time. Does anybody work for Best Buy or Target that works on Thanksgiving or the day after? 576-7798. There has to be people in those stores that have all those deals at the mall and Target and Home Depot and Walmart. those people got to work. So you can get the deals.
Yeah.
Whether it's 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Thursday or 5 a.m. on Black Friday. If you're one of those people, what's it like? Because I have never done it. It seems like madness. There's always videos of people going wild. 576-7798 or text in 22980. No idea.
Everything sounds like Greatest American Hero to me, and I know that's not it.
What TV theme song is this one, Katz?
Maybe one of the most interesting TV show concepts, Supermarket Sweep.
This is the theme to really? Supermarket Sweep? Man, huh. I always thought on that show that at the final round, you should go right to the drugs section, because that stuff is expensive. Vitamins, all the drugs that they had, all the medicine. That was more expensive than five turkeys.
I don't know the concept behind that show. I never saw that.
You basically,
I'm aware of it, but I don't remember how it went.
The final round was after you won all the little mini challenges and stuff, you built up time, and however much time you had, you know, the person with the most time would go into the supermarket first, and whoever could rack up, you fill up your cart and you bring it back, you get another cart in the amount of time, and the highest bill total was okay. The winner. It always made sense to me to go instead, because they would get giant turkeys and laundry detergent, and that stuff was expensive. But if I can fill up on you know how expensive like fish oil is?
Oh, yeah.
And how little space.
Yeah.
You got only had like five was your limit on anything.
Yeah.
That would, to me, made much more strategic sense than getting turkeys and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That show is coming back. And the woman from SNL who just quit. What is her name? The African-American woman, Leslie Jones. Leslie Good Jones is your new host of Supermarket
Oh,
Swing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a game show I could host, Jamie.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's a game show I could host. 576-7798. Bethany is in Overland Park. Hey, Bethany, did you ever work on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
Where?
At Best Buy in California.
You worked a Best Buy on Thanksgiving. How was that?
Insane.
Tell us.
Well, the people line up pretty early to get in there to get their deals. And we used to have coffee and donuts waiting for the people in line so that they could, you know, we wanted them to shop at the store, make it worth our while, so to speak. But once they got in the doors, forget it. All bets were off.
Did you see violence?
I did. I saw two people get in a fist fight over a printer one year.
How nice was the printer? I mean, my goodness.
It wasn't that nice. It was just, you know, a low cost.
It was a $50 printer for $20.
Exactly.
How long did you do one Thanksgiving, or did you go back for round two?
No, one Thanksgiving was enough for me.
Unreal. Hey, thank you for your phone call, Bethany. 576-7798. Mark is in Kansas City. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay.
So I'm wondering what I got myself into. I just left Target. I applied there.
Just now?
Just now. And then you guys were talking about it on the radio here.
So you went in, you filled out an application, and did you speak to somebody? Did they shake your hand, or is it just a drop off the application?
No, I went in for an interview, and I'm sitting in there in the office, and I realized, oh, wait, Black Friday is coming up. What am I doing?
And the best part is, if they do hire you, you're the new guy, so you have to work Black Friday.
Yes, I'm low man on the totem pole. I will definitely be there.
Oh, my Lord. Well, report back to us afterwards, man. Let us know. Good luck with that. Because right now, Target's hiring. Everybody's hiring for this season.
Yeah, it gets harder for them to hire because the job market's really good. And so people don't need the extra. They don't need the seasonal work like they used to.
Yeah, Amazon's going to hire, you know,
UPS
Walmart.
FedEx needs people to deliver all your Amazon stuff.
Thanks, Jeff Bezos. Let's go to Mark in Independence. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I've got a couple of things. The people that I feel sorry for were the ones that years ago, with opening up on Thanksgiving was a new thing. They didn't have any idea that was going to be happening. But the people now, they know that the store is going to be open on Thanksgiving, so it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
Secondly, this year at Thanksgiving, there's going to be six adults. One of them is going to have to work later on that night. She's a nurse. And then two of the other five are going to have to work on Friday. On the cash back thing, I saw that on TV this morning, you know, Michael Strahan was standing there with two oversized $100 bills talking about the cash back. I don't think people really realize that you'd have to spend almost $1,500 to get $200 in cash back. You might be better off just waiting.
Yeah, but if you're going to wind up spending $1,500 regardless, it'll be nice to get 200 of those 1,500 back in 45 days or however long your rebates take. So, I mean, the better idea, I think, Mark, is try not to spend $1,500. It's not the reason for the season, but if you have one of those big families, you know, you spend that much money.
Yeah.
We try to keep ours under $500. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Man, somebody said, we're going to talk to a guy who has worked retail for the last, do the math here, Mike, 29 and 19.
It would be 48 years.
Man, that's wild. If you ever worked on a Thanksgiving or Black Friday, give us a call, 576-7798, especially retail. That's what we want to hear from. How was it? How crazy were the people? Want to hear your stories coming up next. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli and Mike Wicket. Let's go to the newsroom. Here's Mark LaVoy. Obviously, Full House. No, I'm kidding. TV theme song Thursday. You can nominate yours on the text line, 22980. Did you ever watch All in the Family?
It was on.
Right? Yeah. It could never get made today.
Archie Bunker.
It could never get made today.
Just kind of had an edge.
It was a never-before-seen edge on sitcom TV.
Or since.
For good reason.
Of that kind, yeah.
But it was great. Go ahead and nominate your TV theme songs on the KMBZ Facebook page. Just find the video that Jamie and I do every single Wednesday. Text them in, 22980. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to play Who Am I for a chance for you to win some tickets to the Kansas City Holiday Boutique, which starts a week from today. 576-7798. We'll do that in 10 minutes. Right now, talking to people who have to work on either Thanksgiving or who have worked on Black Friday, as now we know that Target and Best Buy will be open at 5 p.m. in most areas. 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. 576-7798. Autumn is in Edgerton. Hi, Autumn.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. So have you worked Black Friday, Thanksgiving? What do you got?
Black Friday, it was actually on Thanksgiving. I worked at Target for 3 years in a row, and I was telling the guy that answered, I was telling him, it really wasn't all that bad. We had really good crowd control. The only thing that I saw while I was there that was kind of crazy was a guy tried to walk out with a U-boat with some TVs on it, but, you know, our security caught him pretty quick, so... And they feed you. They feed you lunch and dinner and breakfast. So, and you get paid time and a half, so it's not that bad.
Right. Did you have the option to work those days, Autumn, or were you just like, hey, if you're employed here, you better pick a shift?
No, you have to work those days. You even have to work on tax-free weekend if you work there. You cannot request off.
Goodness. Because it's really busy, right? Yeah. I mean, the idea is that they need you there more than any other time.
Yeah, it's super busy, so they need everyone that works there to, you know, to be clocked in and working and helping out and making sure everything is stocked.
Good Lord. All hands on deck. Autumn, thank you for the phone call. Let's talk to Mike in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. What's up?
Oh, well, I worked in the grocery retail for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that.
Doing what?
A meat cutter.
Okay. Okay. And, that's a busy time for a meat cutter.
Yeah, and every holiday I worked, and I loved it. Of course, you know, the family needed it. So, and you never get forced in to work. It's always voluntary, and I was the first one to volunteer. All these people they complain about working. They don't work for free. They get paid, so...
Did you get paid time and a half, double time, or was it just regular?
Double time.
Double time. Yeah,
double
see?
Double time. Oh, yeah.
You have a family,
oh,
Mike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I raised five kids. So
well, you got to work double time.
I worked every second that I could.
Yeah, I bet you did, man. Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for the phone call. Cut meat for 40 years on holidays.
Somebody texted, people always talk about retail being open on Thanksgiving, but no one seems to care about all the restaurants that are open. Why? Because those people have to work too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's more the, because it's the, like, reason for the season thing. Mm-hmm. It's the over-commercialization of Christmas that people get upset about, and they think that you're doing that even more if it's open on Thanksgiving.
Those same people rack up $2,000 credit card bills between now and December 25th, and then right. they complain, oh, why is Chi-Chi's open? It shouldn't be. It's just not the reason that we're all doing this. 576-7798. Kevin's in Leawood. Kevin, thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah. Okay, I work at Hy-Vee, and one of our things is, on Thanksgiving Day, you're supposed to work a 3-hour shift, and it's up until about 5 p.m. when we close for the day.
So you have to work a 3-hour shift on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, it's usually they have like little blocks of time from like 6 a.m. to 9, from 12 to, you know, like 12 to 3.
Can anybody just say, I'll work all 12 hours, right, or I'll work 9 hours, or is it kind of mandatory by Hy-Vee saying, hey, you work 3 hours, and then you get home to your family?
I'm not sure of that. I think it was just for our store. I think it might be a store-to-store thing, but the one that I work on, they say, hey, what do you want to work? And they're like, well, and you say, like, well, I'll work at this point in time.
Sure. Hey, thanks for the phone call. It'd be cool if Hy-Vee said, everybody has to work, but you only have to work 3 hours, and they're only open till 5.
Well, but if I... So my family's not here. So if I worked for Hy-Vee, I would say, if I'm going to have to work 3 hours, let me work 12.
Yeah.
Because I can't go home anyway at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of ruining the, you're taking a little chunk out of a whole day.
Yeah.
Let me work the whole thing.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know? For sure. Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Hey, Bob, have you had to work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday?
Yeah. I used to work at Honey Baked Ham growing up for like 3 years.
Oh, God.
Perfect job, 18 to 21. You know, they feed you awesome lunches and all that jazz, but it was always nuts whenever the cops would show up and always be directing traffic and line, you know, 100 people almost about ready to fight for ham.
Let me guess, Thanksgiving Eve is probably the busiest day of the year for you guys. I'm just guessing, and tell me if I'm wrong. Is that when you need the most crowd control, the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are showing up for the last-minute purchases, or, you know, you can pre-order. So people would show up and have to have their ham or turkey ready.
Got to get that ham,
there's
man.
There's plenty of times where corporate people would want, you know, 100 turkeys or hams for a client, so you'd have to have that. So that was pretty busy weeks up leading. But my wife works at UPS right now, and they're about ready to switch over to the holiday hours. So she does morning shifts. So instead of 2:30 or 3 in the morning starting, they're going to start at 12 or 1 in the morning.
Wild. That's craziness. Hey, Bob, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. If you were to pick up, Jamie, a holiday shift somewhere, say you wanted to, you know, pick up a few extra hours, what would your choice be? Where would you want to go?
Liquor store.
Do liquor stores have holiday hours?
Lucas. Is Lucas looking for help? Let me go, because that's a happy thing to do. People are coming in looking for booze. Let me educate people on Irish whiskey and wines to get through the holiday.
I didn't know liquor stores had holiday
hours. I have no idea, but if they did, that's where I want to work. Shouldn't they have holiday hours? Well, I don't know if they do, but isn't that logical?
I guess. I mean, what time does Lucas normally close?
Like
10, right?
I don't know.
Liquor stores close at 10 or 11?
Gosh, if there's any place that should stay open on the holidays when you're dealing with your family, it should be liquor stores.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let me, if Lucas, yeah, they're, if they need extra help, and I'm around.
I want, for me,
come help.
I might want to just do Amazon or Target and stock shelves overnight.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, I imagine that is just.
You don't want interaction with people.
No, I do that every day for 4 hours with you on the air. I don't want to do that anymore.
In a liquor store, I want to. Like, they're coming in and we could have a little conversation. Like, are you stressed out with your family?
Yeah.
We'll find something for that.
Celebrating?
Are you celebrating something? We'll pick out something bubbly.
Is there a surprise you're going to tell everybody about on Christmas?
Are you by yourself and you're drowning your sorrows? What are we doing? We'll pick out the right thing.
Jamie, if I came to you and said, I'm drowning my sorrows because I'm alone this holiday season, what would you recommend
Jameson.
To me?
Okay. Jameson all the way.
Why do I feel like that's the recommendation for everything?
20? No. But that's a good place to start.
All right. Family is coming in. I got seven extra people sleeping at my house.
White Claw.
Okay. That's my answer to that.
100 calories a can. What other problems you got? Special occasion? Maybe some Prosecco.
We're going to surprise people with the fact that we're having twins.
Prosecco.
Okay.
Or something alcohol-free.
I would just probably just walk in and buy all three of those, because you never know. It could be one day.
It's probably good to have all your bases covered.
Yeah. You know, somebody's having, because not everybody's having a good day.
No, well, and in all seriousness, sometimes it's just not a happy day for people.
Yeah.
So
I understand.
You know, in that case, Guinness, because we don't want to get drunk too fast.
No. I mean, why not? So,
just find it for the marathon.
Find some of that 3-2 beer.
Yeah.
You know, go grab some of that.
This sounds like fun. If there's a holiday where I end up just, I should go and talk to the friends at Lucas.
Are you going
to
be here for Thanksgiving? Because I know sometimes you've gone over to former coworkers and O'Kara. Look, who used
it's
to
in
work
like
here.
2 weeks. I don't know why you think I'm going to have a plan now.
Will you be in this country?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right.
Plans are in the works to be far, far not in the country.
All right.
So.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.